Earlier this week, a former colleague of Mayor Eric Adams accused him of sexually assaulting her in 1993 when he was on the police force. When it comes to next year's mayoral race, Adams's two likely opponents, Scott Stringer and former Governor Andrew Cuomo, have faced similar accusations in the past. But is there a difference between how tolerant Democrats and Republicans are towards politicians accused of sexual assault? Dean Condoleo reports.
Claims of sexual misconduct against politicians are nothing new. If you're a Republican, or at least a former president, it seems like voters are quick to forgive these days.
It seems like no matter what Donald Trump does, his voters will support him.
Samantha Magic researches gender and politics at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
Whereas Democrats, I think, tend to take sexual misconduct allegations a bit more seriously. It doesn't mean that there aren't allegations. I mean, this Democratic race in New York City shows that Democrats are equally capable of sexual misconduct, at least allegedly.
A former police colleague of Adams has accused him of demanding oral sex in exchange for his help at work. And this could mean problems for Adams. According to a 2022 Pew Research survey, Democrats are roughly three times as likely as Republicans to support Me Too. Susan Kong is a professor of political science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. She says there's another layer to this, a generational divide among voters.
So I don't think it's actually a partisan line at all, because there's a lot of people out there, Democrats and Republicans, who find the cultural changes around workplace norms to be like happening too fast in a way that's like too harsh or too like punishing to men.
Kong says, just take the case of ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo.
People kind of decided that they really liked and trusted Cuomo during the pandemic. That's sort of why he got his popularity, was from his daily briefings.
During COVID-19, frightened Americans craved information. Cuomo became a national TV star, appearing in households across the country with the latest news on the virus. And by Thanksgiving in 2020, people were purchasing cardboard cutouts of the top half of his face, letting everyone know that he was watching the number of people in private gatherings. But then, female coworkers began to come forward with Me Too accusations against Cuomo. Kong says for a while, his tremendous popularity protected him, even among Democrats who typically support Me Too.
So people will say, I support Me Too. I don't think the allegations against Cuomo are legitimate, or they'll maybe go after the attacker. So people can hold both of these positions at the same time.
While Kong asserts that people can hold both positions, when we asked New Yorkers how they felt about allegations against Adams, their opposition to him was cemented.
I don't know much about his like sexual allegation charges. I wouldn't vote for him anyway, but now that I know that he has sexual allegation charges, it would put me in another perspective also not voting for him.
New Yorker Kyle Wilder is a Democrat that wouldn't vote for Adams regardless of the allegations. Similarly, New Yorker Davis Green, also a Democrat, says voters need to keep allegations in mind come election season.
I was not aware of allegations of this kind, and now that there are some, that's something that voters need to keep in mind, absolutely. If it turns out that they are true, and I think the sheer fact that they have been alleged is a serious consideration at the time of kind of elective years in general, I'd say.
According to a poll from Quinnipiac University, Adams has one of the lowest approval ratings of any New York City mayor ever since they've been conducting the poll since 1996. On the other hand, although Cuomo was very popular, even that couldn't save him. Sexual misconduct allegations were a serious consideration in Cuomo's choice to resign from office 3 years ago. After 8 months and accusations from 11 women, he resigned.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do.
And then considering the response that Cuomo had, including Mayor Adams right now and Scott Stringer, all who might be running for mayor in 2025, what insights can be drawn regarding the strategies that political figures like them employ when facing such accusations?
Eric Adams is a weak candidate. Like, he's weak in terms of re-election. He's very unpopular. He's got historic low polling numbers. Ultimately, I'm not sure what this is going to do. He's already doing badly when it comes to the budget. He's doing really badly when it comes to migrant crisis. He's really doing very badly in terms of a number of issues. He's very unpopular. It all kind of adds up. So it's not going to be what takes him down.
Mayor Adams has already raised millions in campaign funds for a 2025 re-election. If Adams drops out of the race, Cuomo has hinted that he may run. Dean Condaleo, Columbia Radio News.